Hello again, and here we are on our middle Sabbath of this week, July 20th, and we're up to story 12. I like that number 12. I don't know if you've noticed, or just gonna let that out there. 12's a good number, so this ought to be good, right? This is our 12th Jesus story. It gets us halfway through our 24 different stories. When we have just left Jesus and John the Baptist, Jesus and the disciples have headed out to Galilee, and story 12 is all about the parables and miracles in Galilee. Let's begin that story today. Amen. One day Jesus went out to teach again upon the shores of Galilee. At first he sat down at the seaside to talk to those who gathered. But as before, the crowd pressing against him became so vast that it was difficult for him to talk to all and be heard. And again, he got into a boat and sat down in it to teach the people while they listened from the shore. This time, he did not talk directly of the kingdom of God and man's need for repentance. Instead, he chose to teach in parables, short stories, to illustrate the meaning of his lessons. Yet, all the stories he told that day concerned the kingdom of heaven. "Behold," he began, "there was a farmer who went into his field to sow seeds of grain. And as he walked back and forth scattering the grain, some of the seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air flew down and ate it up. And some of the seed fell on rocky ground where there was not much earth. Those plants grew quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched because they lacked both root and moisture. Therefore, they withered and died. And some of the seeds fell among thorns. They grew, but the thorns grew more quickly and choked the tiny seedlings. But other seeds fell on good ground. These seeds took root and sprouted, growing into tall, healthy plants that yielded up to 100 times more seed than the sower had scattered in the first place. And I say to you, he that has ears to hear, let him hear." Neither his disciples nor the rest of the listeners could understand what Jesus meant, although they knew that seeds would only grow in healthy soil. He explained his meaning to them. "Hear then," he said, "the seed is the word of God. The sower is he who sows the message, and the soil is the people to whom the message is given. The wayside represents those who hear the message, but do not want to act upon it. Then, as the birds fly down to eat up seeds that are scattered by the wayside, so does the evil one come to carry off the message that has been sown in their hearts. The stony places upon which the seeds fall and take root quickly and then die are like the people who receive the word with joy and gladness as soon as they hear it. But because they are shallow, the word can take no root. For a while they believe, but in time of temptation or doubt, they are quick to fall away. The thorny places refer to those people who hear the word of God and believe in their hearts, but allow the cares and riches and pleasures of this world to choke the word and crowd it out, so that their faith never ripens sufficiently to bear fruit. And the good ground that receives the seed represents the people who hear God's word, understand it, and obey it. When the words of God fall into willing hearts, they ripen into fruits of faith that increase like the grain that fell upon good soil. He told them next a parable about good seeds and bad weeds. The kingdom of heaven, he said, may be likened to a man who sowed good seeds in his field. But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went his way. When the blades of wheat sprang up and bore good grain, the weeds sprouted with them and quickly grew. The servants of the householder went to him and said, "Sir, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Where did all the weeds come from?" "An enemy has done this," answered the man. "Then," said the servants, "would you have us go out and gather them up?" "No," the householder replied. "Let both wheat and weeds grow together until the time of harvest. If you pull the weeds out now, you may root up the good wheat with them. At harvest time, I will tell the reapers to gather the weeds first and tie them up in bundles for burning, and then to gather the wheat into the barn." When Jesus had finished telling this parable, his disciples were just as puzzled as before. Although they had more understanding than the other listeners, they could not be sure what Jesus meant. "Explain to us the meaning of the parable of the weeds," they begged. "The sower of the good seeds is the Son of Man," said Jesus. "The field is the world, and the good seeds are the people of God, the children of the kingdom. But the weeds are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The reapers are the angels. And the time of harvest is the day that God shall separate the good from the evil. Even as the farmer burns the weeds and saves the good wheat in his barn. And the barn is the kingdom of heaven." And then Jesus said, "You might also say that the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the field, is the smallest of all the seeds in the earth. But when this tiny seed is planted, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs. It shoots out great branches and becomes a tree so large that the birds of the air may nest in its boughs and rest under their shadow. So it is with the seed of the kingdom. It is small to begin with, but the tiny seed grows into the greatest of all things." And again, "The kingdom of heaven is like a pearl, and the man who seeks it before all other things is like a merchant, who, seeking perfect pearls and finding one of great price, sells all he has to buy the perfect pearl. Thus, both the pearl merchant and the seeker of heaven give up all things for the one that is most important." Thus did Jesus talk in parables that day by the Sea of Galilee.